Howdy, neighbors. Welcome to our coverage of the 2010 National FFA Convention, a service in part of the Oklahoma FFA Alumni Association and the Oklahoma FFA Association. Had the opportunity to catch up backstage with Riley Pageant of the Woodward FFA chapter, now a freshman at Oklahoma State University, and talking with him, of course, from his review of a national officer candidacy that he's gone through this week. The interviews are pretty well done. Now the waiting begins, hoping to hear his name called on Saturday afternoon at the final session of this national convention. As we mentioned, we talked with Riley about all of these things going through in his mind right now. Ask him about how the process has gone this week.
I flew in on Saturday, Ron, and I've really enjoyed the experience thus far. We had rounds starting Sunday through Monday and Tuesday. Tuesday night was the finalist selection, and I was selected as the top 50% of candidates in my region. And I'm from the Central Region. There were 11 states. They cut that down to 6 candidates. And then Wednesday, we picked back up with more process, and Thursday. And today, we are finished with interviews and finished with the National Officer Selection Committee. And so it's a matter of taking convention in and experiencing friendships with the candidates that we've met thus far and experiencing those opportunities with my state association in Oklahoma. It's so great to see all of the finalist speakers and all of the competitors and participants here at convention from the great state of Oklahoma.
Now, you've been through the process once before. Different this year than last?
Absolutely. I would say it's 100% different. While the rounds are exactly the same and while the experience is somewhat the same, the candidates are completely different. The nominating committee is completely different, and the way I've presented myself and the way I've handled myself has been completely different. I've enjoyed meeting those nominating committee members that I don't know and talking to the ones that I do know, but I would say that it's completely different from last year.
If it's different, is that a good different? Is that more intimidating? You know, tell me a little bit, give me a little feel about how you feel the whole process has gone for you.
I would say it's a good different. Right now I feel confident, and I feel confident that I laid everything out on the line and I told the nominating committee what I came here to tell them, and I represented our state well, and I believe that I left with no regrets. What that decision entails on Saturday is not up to me anymore, and it's up to someone else, and that's the big picture.
You know, as you think about this whole process, we could easily see a couple of officers come out of your particular region, the region that you're representing. At least one will, maybe two. That obviously means that there's a little bit of competition within that group, but yet at the same time, I know that you're making friendships.
Absolutely. Central Region is extremely strong this year, just like it is every year. And I would even go to say that the candidates this year are strong in any given area. There are certain candidates that are really well-versed on ag policy. There are certain candidates that are really well-versed in the facilitation rounds. And there are certain candidates that are really good at being real and showing themselves extremely well. And the Central Region is tough. And that goes to complement every other region because it's strong across the board.
At this point, you know, you indicated that you felt that you acquitted yourself well in this whole process. It's really now officially behind you, just waiting for the announcement on Saturday. If you hear your name called, what do you anticipate? What are you hoping to accomplish as a national officer if you are called?
I think the first thing that will come to my mind when I hear my name called and from the state of Oklahoma is I'll think of Oklahoma, and I'll think of its current state officers and my state officer team and all of those people that have come before me to represent the state association and all of those people that will come after me to represent the state association. I also think that I will be in for a whirlwind. This year will be a whirlwind of traveling and making connections with agricultural professionals and with students and with board members and foundation members, and I look forward to that. I look forward to the year to come. If my name is not called, I'll go back to Oklahoma State and I'll continue my studies. And so really it's a win-win situation. I have things in both areas that I can succeed well in.
I guess young students that are called, most all of them are in college obviously, and what you are told to get your affairs in order and come back in a couple of weeks, right?
Absolutely, yes. If my name is called, then I will have 3 days in Indianapolis. I'll spend 3 days after convention in Indianapolis doing short trainings and basically, like you said, getting your studies in order and your affairs in order. I'll go back to Oklahoma State and then I will finish up my classes there at Oklahoma State and finish up my duties there, and I will fly back to Indianapolis the Saturday after Thanksgiving to begin my year as a National FFA officer.
At this point, you know, one of the things that so often you see the national officers in action doing, interfacing with FFA members. What sort of a story do you have for that typical sophomore, junior that's kind of had a little bit of FFA, you know, FFA experience, but still there's more ahead of them?
I would say just that. There's more ahead, and the best is yet to come. I remember being a sophomore FFA member at the Made for Excellence conference, and there was a presentation made, and we were each handed a plastic fork at our table. And the presenter came up, and it said, and they asked us, how many of you remember eating at a church dinner or eating at a dinner when the waiter or waitress or family member said, keep your fork? So, of course, we all raised our hands. And then she said, that's exactly the same experience you'll have with the FFA. Keep your fork for dessert or keep your fork for more. The best is yet to come. And I would encourage those sophomore, those freshmen, those eighth grade members, or even the middle school members who haven't yet stepped foot inside a jacket, that the best is yet to come. And that if they stay true to their values and if they stay true to this organization's values and keep participating in the little things, that there will be more to come.
At this point, tell me what FFA has really done for you to this particular moment.
I think this week has been a lot of emotions put into one. It's been a lot of excitement being here, a lot of adrenaline being here. It's been a lot of looking back and being thankful for the experiences that I've had with state staff members and with state officers and with members from all across the state and ultimately all across the nation that I've experienced, whether at national convention or working at different states' leadership camps this summer. It's been a time for me to reflect on what I can be thankful for and what I can do to balance those things that I experienced in the FFA and utilize those skills, whether it be lifelong learning or whether it be coachability or hard work ethics or responsibility, utilize those skills in my chosen career path.
As you think about what is ahead for you, if you've got this year that you'll be, in effect, taking some college time off, but ultimately you're going to come back to the university and finish up, I know, and what do you want to do at that point?
I am an agricultural communications major, and I would hope that I could utilize that as well as a minor in religious studies and either go into seminary or go to law school somewhere. And I know that seems like two totally opposite things, but ultimately it's really not. The more I think about it, the more I realize that those two career options are ultimately trying to make the right decisions for people and are trying to help other people make the right decisions, whether that be morally or enact with the law. And I would hope that I could utilize those skills that I learned at Oklahoma State and utilize the skills as a national officer to choose a career path in that field.
Riley Pageant joining us today here on this report from the 2010 83rd Annual National FFA Convention. I'm Ron Hayes on the Oklahoma Farm Report and the Blue Green Gazette.